The weather was picture-perfect for the Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory Spring Birding Festival and celebration of 30 years of research and conservation of birds. Birders roamed around with their binoculars and cameras ready to observe the many species that land here during bird migration. The festival and celebration was packed with activities including guided hikes, bird banding demonstrations, lectures, workshops, and a kid zone. The knowledgeable volunteers were more than happy to tell us more.
My name is Giselle. I am a volunteer for PetFlow.
And what's going on here?
I'm stationed at the kids' table, so we're doing a lot of things for Mother's Day and it being 30-year anniversary for the... So we've set up some coloring, some scavenger hunts, just so they can know more about their local area, and also just a little fun kids thing for everyone to kind of enjoy. Maybe give the parents a little break while their kids color.
The Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory is known as PEPBO, and Mira Furgosh is a volunteer and vice president of the organization. Mira speaks about the event and more. Mira, you've worked here for how long?
So I'm a volunteer on the board of PEPBO, and I've been associated with PEPBO for about 4 years now.
And it's their 30th anniversary, so what's happening out here today?
So today we're at the 30th anniversary Spring Birding Festival. Our theme is a world of wonder for everybody. So we try to be really inclusive in this festival, have activities for everybody. We've got a lot of trails out here at Prince Edward Point that have undergone a lot of work to make them more physically accessible with packed gravel and lots of benches. But we've got talks, we've got a sit and spot bird watch going on along with lots of birding walks that are guided by a lot of local experts. We've got talks and workshops on ID of different birds and things going on in the county, like local plants that are like through drop seed, for example. And then of course we do bird banding. So we're a research station here, so we band birds that are caught in our mist nets and we bring them back to collect data on them, put a little band around their leg and re-release them. And then if those birds are ever captured again, we can learn exactly where they've been, where when they were caught initially. And we learn over the years, you know, with this being 30 years, this operation's been going on for a long time. So we have a lot of information about the long-term sort of changes in bird populations, which bird species are doing well, which ones maybe are declining, but also, you know, the change in the environments around us. So the goal is to study birds for conservation.
Right. Do you know how the observatory got started?
Yeah, so one of our founders, Brian Joyce, who is still a board member, has shared this story many times. So there's been banding that's happened around what is now Prince Edward Point National Wildlife Area since the late 60s or early 70s, I want to say. A lot of that was done, you know, through Kingston Field Naturalists over the years, but it was in the mid-90s that Brian and Eric founded Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory, because they were looking initially to do something that was an educational station, but then, you know, they got inspired to develop a bird observatory, and, you know, things fell into place and they started banding here. It was a much smaller operation then with just one bander, and now we're fortunate enough to have a few banders on staff here at PEPBO with huge amount of expertise in birds and in bird banding, migration, and we've really been able to amp up our research. But because we are a charity, not-for-profit organization, and it's events like this, the Spring Birding Festival, which has been going on for also, you know, decades now, that really allow us to continue in our operations, because, you know, the visitors coming through, learning about the festival, the, you know, different events that we have throughout the year really are what allow us to continue this operation.
Mira, how did you become interested in this?
I've been a birder for about 15 years now, so I've always been interested in birds, and I've moved around a fair bit, but at many of those places I've volunteered at bird observatories. And when I moved back to the region, I learned about Prince Edward Point Bird Observatory and pretty immediately got hooked up with the organization. But I think that birds are beautiful and just a fascinating, you know, animal to study, but also, you know, I think that they're an indicator species for, you know, what's going on in the world. So if we can do things to protect birds, then it means we're also protecting the environment for all the other animals and insects and plants. So I think that the work that we do here is really important, and it's just, of course, one piece of a bigger puzzle, but, you know, I really enjoy being able to, you know, contribute to that in a little way.
So Point Pelee and here in Prince Edward County, are they the only two big bird landing spots?
There's several of them throughout Ontario. Point Pelee is one that people think about a lot. Long Point is another one, and that one also has a bird observatory in it. And then on Lake Ontario, Prince Edward Point is another really good one. These are kind of points that stick out into the lakes, and so while you can have really great migration in a lot of other spots, these kinds of places are particularly good because the birds, many of them, are migrating from the U.S. and they will sort of pile up on the shores of Lake Ontario waiting for really good migration and then fly across the lake, and they'll see a piece of land and they're eager to land wherever they can. So they may land on islands or they may land on the points that are sticking out. So we can collect a lot of birds, you know, at a concentrated point and get a really good idea of what's passing through. And also, you know, we're at a really opportune spot right here on Lake Ontario because we're at the intersection of the Eastern Atlantic Flyway and the Mississippi Flyway for birds that are migrating. So we get birds from both of those sort of migratory paths.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that, you know, with this being our 30th year, it's been really neat to be able to reflect on how things have changed at this location specifically. You know, we've seen pictures of how this was once like a lot of farmland, and there's been a lot of growth in this area, you know, with the landscape, but also, you know, sort of there's been a lot changing culturally with the area. It's changed hands different times, and, you know, we now have much fancier banding station than there was 30 years ago. They were once banding in the cottage. So a lot has changed with the environment, with the community, and with our operation. But, you know, I think that we're still trying to, you know, continue to build bridges with the community and grow our operation. And so there's a lot that's happened over the last 30 years and a lot that we can do in the next 30. So it's really exciting.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.